Good marvelous afternoon, Ames residents. Happy end of Earth Week. My name is David Lee, and I'm a sophomore at Ames High School.
My name is Leslie Kim, and I'm also a sophomore at Ames High School.
And my name is Soraya Cohen. I'm a senior at Ames High, and we're here to tell you about our new initiative, Students That Care.
You may be wondering, what is CARE? CARE stands for Compost and Recycle for the Environment. This club was started by us, David Lee, Leslie Kim, and Soraya Cohen during the 2020 to 2021 school year. It started out as a simple project for environmental science class from the year before, and now it's been a long-term project and mission.
The goal of our initiative is to implement environmentally sustainable habits such as composting and recycling for our high school. We'll be extending the finalized system to all other schools in the district. In the long term, our goal is to implement a more accessible composting and recycling program to the one that we have in the city for public spaces.
In a way, you can look at the work we're doing at the high school as a pilot project for our vision of Ames. Additionally, we'll be spreading awareness about how the current sustainability systems in Ames operate, what individual steps we could be taking to reduce our carbon footprint, and how our community can ensure sustainability for future generations.
So why is it important? Two words, climate change. I'm guessing most listeners are familiar with the term, but don't know all the facts, causes, trends, and stories behind it all, which is totally okay. You don't need to know everything to be listening to us. That is, after all, precisely what we're here for.
Let me put the climate talk in a bit of a nutshell. People utilize and emit greenhouse gases such as methane and carbon dioxide, which go into our atmosphere, trapping sunlight in. And so the heat builds and the climate changes.
Now that we've told you a bit about climate change, let's take a look at Ames. Residents know that we burn some of our trash for energy. This is the incineration process. It seems like a good win-win situation with free energy and no garbage in the landfills, but it's not quite that simple.
Here are some issues with the current waste management process. First, burning trash, or any matter for that fact, produces carbon dioxide. Second, not all of the trash can be burned, so the resource recovery plant sends it off to the landfills.
Food waste is difficult to burn, so a lot of it's taken to the landfill. This releases methane, of course, so a solution for this problem is to compost organic food material instead of sending it straight to the trash. Composting produces nutrient-rich fertilizer from food scraps like fruits, vegetables, eggshells, and much more. It can be used for gardening, farming, and planting, which is more valuable than just sending it straight to the landfill.
Our school currently does not have any system in place to recycle all of our recyclable materials. Our garden club has a small-scale composting system specifically for fruits, vegetables, and leaves from the garden. But none of this expands out to the cafeteria.
The city of Ames has a residential composting system that people can utilize at their own cost. However, the problem is that the word hasn't entirely been spread to our community members, and we're working to expand that.
The resource recovery plant does have a system that allows for glass and metals to be recycled, which is fantastic. But like we mentioned earlier, plastics aren't being recycled. Locals do have the option, though, to individually contact recycling haulers and have the material sent to different facilities like Mid-America Recycling in Des Moines.
So that leads us to where we are now. Although we've been treading the waters for much of the school year, our team is, in a sense, just getting started. We've also built some support in the past few months by talking and collaborating with stakeholders like the Ames Climate Action Team, or ACAT, the League of Women Voters in Ames, Food at First, ISU Sustainability Coordinator Mary Rankin, and the Resource Recovery Superintendent Bill Schmidt, as well as grad student and one of the leaders for the Eco Theater Lab, Vivian Cook. Our teacher sponsor is Colin Riker, and our coordinator is the ISU Recycling Coordinator, Ayodeji Oluwalam.
In the meantime, we want to expand our social media presence and build connections with all of you to blueprint the most environmentally sustainable recycling and composting system that we can manage. We need to do research. We're also looking to produce videos this summer about how to live more environmentally friendly, as well as how we can address local sustainability issues in Ames.
So how can you get involved? Right now, we don't have all of our resources and events planned out so that you can participate directly. However, we do have our social media accounts that will have updates on our project. Our Facebook page is at AHS Care, our Instagram, ahs.care, and our Twitter account is AimsHighCare.
We will definitely use those platforms to communicate our plans and meetings and events in the upcoming months. While you're at it, especially if you're a student or resident interested in our club, send us a message. If you don't have social media or prefer email, please send us an email at aimshigh.care@gmail.com. That's aimshigh with H-I-G-H dot care at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you all. Sincerely, students that care.
Presenting to you now a spoken word poem by David Lee, inspired by Prince E.A., called Hear Our Plea, Sincerely, Your Future.